The GOP knows that if that party is going to win elections this year and in the future, they need more people to vote for them who are not white. With that top of mind, Republicans are opening so-called outreach centers in pivotal states, including Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Stephen Fowler with Georgia Public Broadcasting has more on the viability of the strategy.
In the heart of Georgia's most diverse county, just north of Atlanta, Democrats are now the dominant force in local politics, fueled by rapid population growth and increasing diversity. But earlier this summer, Republicans gathered to stake their own claim in the community.
My name is Ray Martinez. I'm a candidate for Georgia House District 111. I'm honored to be here today with such an esteemed group of people.
Martinez and dozens of other people packed into a strip mall in Gwinnett County for a grand opening.
I'm just as honored to be here today to open up the Republican National Committee Hispanic Community Center here in Viva Postal.
It's one of more than three dozen centers now open that reflect the diversity of the communities around them, from heavily Jewish Boca Raton, Florida, to a Native American community in North Carolina, to a majority black neighborhood in Northwest Philadelphia, a city where Donald Trump improved on his margins from 2016 to 2020. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told the crowd at Georgia's newest outreach center that her party was committed to putting in the work.
This is not us saying we expect your vote, you owe us your vote. This is us saying we want to earn your vote. We want to learn how we can better represent your community, how we can be here long term.
The RNC Hispanic Center is one of three in Georgia, joining an Asian Pacific American location in another pocket of Gwinnett County and a Black American center just south of Atlanta. Paris Denard, a former national spokesman for the RNC who helped with minority outreach, says these spaces are not a new development, but rather continued investments that reflect the party's commitment in meeting voters where they are.
Politics is about establishing a connection with the voters. The more the voters are connected to you, be it a political party or a campaign or a candidate, the more likely they are to support you, to vote for you, and also to advocate for you amongst their friends and family members.
Someone who knows that well is John King, Georgia's insurance commissioner, a Republican, and the first Latino statewide officer in the state's history.
It's incredibly important because not only are we creating a bridge for the Latino voice to be heard at the highest levels of our state, but also for established communities.
King says conservative policies are resonating with more non-white voters, especially with the current state of the national economy. And he says these centers, staffed by local people and focused on programming and events, don't come across as pandering.
We're having a permanent presence and having a permanent conversation in Spanish and English about the values that the Republican Party bring, which are very much in line to the values that generally you hear from Hispanics.
But some Democrats say they don't think voters will buy it, like Nabila Islam. She's a Georgia State Senate candidate of Bangladeshi descent. Her district includes two of the RNC outreach centers.
They can continue to waste money in our communities trying to reach out to us, but we understand and we know that they're not here to help us, and they're just trying to use us in order to expand their power, and we're not going to let that happen.
That said, Democrats have also been accused of not investing consistently in voters of color, who the party often depends on.
We must invest in our communities by doing ethnic media outreach, by reaching out to Black voters, Latino voters, and AAPI voters, and meeting them where they are. And so you have to always compete in order to win, and we can't take anyone for granted.
In this fall's elections, voters of color will still likely overwhelmingly vote for Democrats, but with a closely divided Congress, even a small shift in preference could make the difference in who wins and who loses. And once all the votes are counted, you can count on these RNC community centers to keep their lights on and doors open with an eye towards 2024 and beyond. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Suwanee, Georgia.